This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here. I'm getting ready for the Thanksgiving holiday, and we talked to incoming State Representative Virgil Osborne. Are you getting used to that phrase, State Representative Virgil Osborne?
Thanks, Kyle. Not yet. Every once in a while I wake up and I remember, hey, I'm the state rep. So I will eventually get used to it, yes.
Now, that takes place in January when you actually are sworn into office, right?
I believe swearing in is January 9th, yes. But I've been in Salem a lot the last week or two.
What was it like? Let's back up and kind of look at just running for public office. What was that experience like?
I'm glad it's over for now. Of course, these are short terms. They're only two-year terms, so I'll be back on the campaign trail again here shortly. But it was an interesting learning experience. It's amazing the things you find out that you didn't really know about because people, you know, you spend a lot of time in public and you ask a lot of questions. You have to raise a lot of money. It's not an inexpensive thing to run for office, especially at a state level. A lot more expensive than I thought it was going to be. But it was a great experience, and I loved every second of it, but I'm glad now we can move on to the next level.
So once you get situated in Salem, a lot of things going on. I mean, at the front end, just even basic office logistics and all of that. And then you're coming in the middle of a capital construction kind of revamp project with a lot of work going on that complicates things up there, too.
Yeah, so the Capitol is still torn up, and I believe that project's going to run through 2025 or somewhere in that vicinity. But the offices are done. We will be able to move into our individual offices, and I believe some of the hearing rooms will be open too. And I think even the floor will be open. But it's been just learning where to park in Salem has been a task for sure.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of complex things there. You want to make sure you're in the correct parking garage.
You definitely do. And otherwise, you might get your vehicle towed.
So what are some of the preparation going into this? I would imagine each party probably goes through kind of something for their new office holders.
Yeah, so for me, preparation work has been trying to get my business ready for me to be absent for some period of time, because session is almost 6 months long. Also, of course, my family and my job, some of the other stuff that I do. I have to prep all that, have contingency plans for each thing. And then beyond that, it's just a matter of putting together your staff. And that's one of the things we've been working on in Salem right now, is putting together our staff, who's going to be our chief of staff, our assistants, trying to pick out some folks to help us going into the session so can do some research. And, you know, frankly, just answering the phone and replying to emails, which I get literally hundreds of emails already, and meeting requests, I have to have good staff to help me with all that. So that's kind of where our focus has been right now.
And when do you actually get committee assignments?
Committee assignments most likely will happen, I believe, in the first part of December. I've already been in touch with the Speaker of the House. They've asked my preferences for committees, and of course, already had some with the Minority Speaker as well. So,
and when you first come in, and I suppose it depends on how the leaders want to do it, but I mean, basically, you end up on whatever committees they tell you you're on.
Yeah, they do. They have the ability to put you wherever they want you for the most part. But when they ask your preference, we give them some background of who we are, where we came from. You know, for me, being down here, agricultural, natural resources is a natural fit. I mean, you know, timber industry is something we do down here. I think they tend to try to lean toward putting you in a spot where you actually have some expertise. One of the committees that I would like to be on, and I requested to be on, was the small business as well. Economic development, small business. I mean, I own a small business, so I kind of understand that.
So how many new House members are coming in?
So we picked up two in the Republican caucus, which is really a fantastic thing. I don't know exactly what the numbers, I didn't calculate the numbers exactly where we are, but it does put us, the Democrats no longer have the supermajority. So that makes a big difference when it comes to negotiating on the floor. And basically, they have to negotiate with us now. If they're going to do anything, it's going to raise taxes, because 3/5 majority to do that.
And one of the other things from this was that there were a number of retirements in the Senate, number of people from the House moving over to the Senate. So, and of course, you've got a new speaker. So it's going to be a very, and actually the Senate with new leader as well, it's going to be really a lot of changes and a new governor.
Yes, I have high hopes. I don't know Tina that well yet. I'm sure we'll get to know each other, and I hope that some good things happen for Oregon. I think our speaker, Rayfield, I think is his name, I think he'll do fine. From what brief correspondence we've had, it seems to be very positive.
And have you gotten a chance to talk with very many of the other new House members yet?
Yeah, we've all been in training together. We've spent a lot of hours in the conference rooms in Salem over the last few weeks, and I think we're all kind of looking at the ceiling going, okay, now I got to remember this and remember that. But you know, everybody has really great intentions, and they're all there for the right reasons.
So at this training at this point has been for everyone, not just Republicans helping each other and that kind of thing?
Correct, yes, that's for everybody. There's even some new senators that have been sitting in on our training as well.
So a lot of just procedural things, how things work in the Capitol, where things are and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, a lot of it is centered around hiring your staff and, of course, your budget, what you actually get for the year for that. And then there's also a budget for a session during that period. And I'm not sure that I understand all of that myself yet, although the HR has been highly, you know, involved greatly in all of this, and I'm sure they'll continue to be.
So as you begin to kind of think about what the session will be like, what are you, you know, are you hearing anything from the leadership as to some of the things they're going to be focusing on from either side of the aisle?
You know, I don't know much about where the Democrats are coming from during this session, but on the Republican side, we're really going to focus on business, you know, the affordability, affordable housing. We're going to focus on the things that are really put in a bind in Oregon, and particularly in Southern Oregon as well. That's my focus will be. But try to take the stranglehold off of business. And then, you know, we have a big kicker tax coming back, too, that, you know, we'd like to see that go to the people and try to avoid the recession if we can do it. And it's going to be difficult to stay out of this recession any deeper than we are, you know, than we already are.
So have you had any contact with the incoming governor at all yet?
Not yet. She hasn't been involved in any of our training sessions. A lot of the Senate has been, but have not had a chance to speak with her yet.
So have you been talking to folks locally since you got past the election, or has it been kind of all this other work to deal with?
It's been interesting. I have had at least an email a day requesting a meeting. I'm speaking, obviously I'm here speaking with you. That's one of the folks locally. I am speaking to the Rotary Club here, I think, next week. I have meetings set up almost weekly for as far as I can see.
So it sounds like it's going to be a busy time. And have you gotten a chance to kind of, and maybe you've done this in the past, kind of look around at Salem more in general, some of the history and some of the cool things that are up there?
Yeah, actually, as much time as I've spent in Salem, for sure. You know, it's this whole thing for me has been a huge learning experience. I mean, you know, I'm obviously feel up for the job. It's fun. I feel like I'm going to bring a good voice for Southern Oregon to Salem, and it's learning the history. And again, we just went through some ethics courses, and we went through some civics courses in Salem, and I'm learning things I never knew before about government, and I just didn't have any idea.
Like what?
Wow. Well, for one thing, on the ethics side, there's obviously you're held to a different level of ethics when you're an elected official. Although in some ways, it's you're even held a little less responsible. You can say things that you know, maybe you couldn't say if you were actually just an employee as opposed to being somebody that was elected. And then we've been going over a lot of the Constitution issues with, not issues, the Constitution of Oregon and some of the things, the way things are voted on, the way, just some things that I just had no idea.
Well, and there's so many, you know, it's kind of a deep layers of learning, it sounds like.
there really are. Yes, it is. And, you know, just learning what the committees do and learning the processes of how a bill becomes law and then how it's funded. I mean, all of those things are, you know, you just don't know till you've been involved in it.
And the aspect of the federal revenue that comes into the state, usually designated in certain areas with certain criteria for how it's spent.
Yeah, and that's an interesting thing because I know a lot of folks don't understand when federal revenue comes in, it's earmarked to go to certain places. Same thing with state revenues at county levels, but it's earmarked to go under certain things. Just because you have a certain amount of money to spend doesn't mean that you can take what's left over and spend it on something else. It has to be spent in that direction. So learning the process of how that all happens is a very interesting part of this job.
And talking to people up there, are some of the new folks kind of in the same spot as you are in, just, you know, kind of doing a lot of learning right now?
Yeah, I think we all are. I think we all are going to Salem with the intention of making some sort of change, or we have a focus in mind. And it's interesting to have, you know, because we have a lot of sidebar conversations. We eat lunch together, you know, heck, we even eat dinner together because we spend a lot of time up there. And everybody kind of has a focus on where they want to be. Some of it's, you know, could be education. Some of it could be land use. It just depends on the person.
All right, going to take a break. More when we come back. Incoming State Representative Virgil Osborne, the interview. A podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 at Inside Douglas County News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson at 1, Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show at 4. We have got specials from CBS News Radio and Fox Radio tomorrow in place of our long-form news segments. State Representative Virgil Osborne with us, well, almost State Representative, getting ready for the transition to taking over in Salem. Now, have you even gotten to the point yet of thinking about legislation or at least topics for legislation that you'd eventually like to work on?
Absolutely. So one of the really cool things about Douglas County is that although I represent the majority of Douglas County, we also have other reps that kind of cross into this. So we have David Brock Smith a little bit to our west, and we have Christine Goodwin a little to the south. And actually, Boomer Wright has a little piece of Douglas County. I believe he has Reedsport. So we work together, and David is obviously this, I guess Boomer would be the senior, but David's my senior, and he has really kind of taken me under his wing, and we've already started working on legislation. I have a couple of bills already that I've already put through legal, and they'll be heading, hopefully we get them into committee and make some changes.
And I'm sure that he's probably providing a lot of help with the process, because my understanding, talking to other legislators over the years, is really, I mean, essentially you've got to take your idea and hand it to the legal folks and let them figure out what to do, because there's all this wording that gets very complex, and they bring it back to you and you say, yeah, that's what I wanted to do, or no, it's not.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. The first bill I put through, I put it through with David because technically I'm not sworn in yet, but David and I started working on it several weeks ago, and that affects every county in Oregon, but it's a local, it was raised by our sheriff here, actually, and that has to do with the healthcare in the jails, that type of thing. And so we put it through to legal, and they sent us back a rough draft of it, and we've read it, and we're going to move forward on it. I can go into details on that, but yeah, that's kind of where we are in it.
So because of your background in business, and you mentioned really wanting to see some changes in how state government works in terms of the business community?
Absolutely. We need to deregulate our small businesses. The small business is the backbone of our state, and it's certainly the backbone of our county and our economy here. And sometimes I believe that our state, we just regulate them to death and tax them to death. And you get to the point where it's more difficult to run a business than it is just to walk away from it at some point. And we need to back down on that, unleash our small business, and let our businesses thrive. That helps everybody. It helps our economy. It helps our housing problems. And you know, it's just where we need to start.
And what about the, you know, one of the aspects the last few years, there seems to be a lot of partisan divide between Democrats and the Republicans. Do you see that continuing? I know you said the Republicans have picked up some seats, but do you think that's still going to be an issue of trying to get things done?
You know, my hope is that Tina does a much better job of kind of getting everybody together. I just don't know the answer to that till I'm up there. But I can tell you from the trainings we've had together, both Democrats and Republicans, we're all there to do a job for our constituents. And from everything so far that I've seen, everybody works together just fine. Sometimes I wonder if a lot of the hype comes just from, you know, the press, you know, outside of what really goes on in Salem. To me, it seems like people do get along. So, yeah.
So what's maybe been the most surprising thing you've learned so far?
The most surprising thing I've learned, I think probably the most surprising thing I've learned is, well, and we kind of discussed this a little bit, is just how much authority you have as a state rep and how much your vote counts. I guess I kind of understood that going into it, but when you actually go through the training and the civics training where we are, it really matters.
And, you know, I remember a few years ago, Gary Leaf talking about something he'd worked on and then seeing it come to fruition and seeing that, oh, we actually, you know, and it was like a big deal and there was a lot of excitement behind that.
Yeah, and when you actually work on something and you follow it all the way through and it's voted into law, I mean, it affects, the laws affect the entire state. You know, it might be good for our county or good for our district, but when you're actually working on these things, it is a statewide issue, you know, just about every time.
What about thoughts about the state education system? Are there any things that you would like to do differently there?
Yeah, we need to unleash our state education. We need to get our school boards more involved in it, our parents more involved in it. We need to get our state more out of it and allow for private school, too, as far as funding. You know, right now it's a state-funded thing. We need to allow for the option to send your kids to private school. I would like to see a little less of a stranglehold on our schools by our state, to be honest with you. But there's a lot to that, a lot involved in it.
What about the issues that are big around Douglas County, like forestry?
Yeah, so one of the committees that I've asked to be included in is wildfire prevention and also recovery. Forestry management in Douglas County is a really big deal, and our commissioners do a fantastic job with what they can where our county's involved. But we really need to be a strong voice to our federal folks at Forest Service and BLM as well. They need to work with us. We need to manage our lands here, and we need to manage them against forest fires because that is a serious problem here.
What about the State Employment Department? That was one that in the last couple of sessions, especially coming through COVID, got a lot of criticism.
Yeah, you know, we haven't really touched on that much. I'm not sure that I can say much either way. A lot of that, I believe, was driven by our previous governor, and I think COVID could have been handled way better than it was all the way around.
What are some of the other things that you want to focus on legislatively?
Legislative, we really need to work on our... That's a big question. But number one, we need to work on our homeless issues. And there are some solutions that can be had. We passed Measure 110, which took away our police's authority to, you know, give somebody the option to go to drug rehab or drug court. You know, we basically took the teeth out of it. When our officers arrest somebody, they really can't arrest them for having possession of drugs. We need to change some of that. Some of that needs to be changed so that we can go back to enforcing that, because we have a serious problem, especially in Douglas County. We have a huge problem with, we have drugs that are killing people right now. Fentanyl, every day there's a new OD. We need to pay attention to it, and we need to start fixing those problems.
And coming out of COVID, maybe in particular, it seems like the mental health issues and the need for help has gone way up.
Yeah, we didn't do a good job with that. And I think restricting our kids and, you know, making them wear masks in school and restricting our businesses, it really did a lot of damage, and some of it unrepairable. I mean, unfortunately, there are kids that never got to graduate, never got to have a ceremony. They never got to go to their prom. They never got to do the things that normal kids get to do on their way through the school system.
And, in fact, there's a book out about that, some initial early research talking about that some of those changes for students who went through that period of time, maybe lifelong changes to their personality and go pretty deep.
Oh, I absolutely think it does damage a kid. I mean, you know, just in 2 years, you know, obviously I'm an adult already. I went through school. But, you know, not being able to see somebody's face, not being able to have a normal, conversation, maybe not even be able to see a loved one who's in a, you know, in a home or something because you can't go. It really does long-term damage to your psyche.
So about a minute left on Inside Douglas County. What is ahead between now and January for you?
So much more training. We are headed back up to Salem, coming up here soon for more training. And then in January, we go through the swearing-in process, and then there's more training. And then we go right into session on the 17th, and then it starts for 6 months.
And, of course, you've got to work on crafting a budget. Have you got any thoughts on that?
Crafting a budget for the state or crafting a budget for myself?
For the state, yeah.
Absolutely. We have, that will be something that we are going to be discussing as a caucus, and that's one of the first things we're going to be working on in the first part of December.
And what else lies ahead for you in the next couple months getting ready?
Well, I have finally put together a place to stay in Salem, so I'll be up there for quite a bit of time. RV park, I'm going to do that whole thing. And from here on out, it's just a matter of getting my business ready and my home ready for me to be gone for an extended period of time.
All right. Incoming State Representative Virgil Osborne taking office soon. Thanks for being in today.
Hey, thank you, Kyle. I appreciate it.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.